after at American Anchor Baby Guys is going to be live at 4 p.m. Pacific time, because we have the Fallen State today, guys. The fallenstate.tv. It is 9 a.m. here in Los Angeles. It is Friday, April 26th, AD 2024. And we're going to have we should have a fun loosey-goosey Friday show, everybody. Hey, guys, don't be sour grapes about the moderators. Don't be sour grapes against one another. Can we get along? Can we get along? I'm talking to the live chat, also known as the Snake Pit. You can call in 1-888-775-3773. If you ever have any feedback for me, I do prefer you email me thehakereport@gmail.com. Thehakereport@gmail.com. Some of you guys say you don't have email, so I guess you can harass me in my chat, but don't pester me in other people's chat. I guess, right? But anyway, what else? You can also text me, super chat me, whatever. You can even buy a Cameo, cameo.com/thehakereport, and I'll do my best. Sweet. What will we cover today? You know, I may cover this dumb, silly wealth gap propaganda a little bit. It's interesting to me that it's a bunch of women coming up with it, but it's a think tank credulously reported by the evil NBC, far-left extremists. Racism in France, there's a black female from a foreign country colonized by the based French, and she might sing at the Olympics or something like that. And there's drama about that. We'll take your calls, 1-888-775-3773, if you would like to call in during my live hours, Monday through Friday, 9 to 11 Pacific time in the mornings. I meant to get to this story about masks, how these Palestinian protesters wear all these masks. Most of the time, sometimes they're wearing the cool Palestinian scarf things. Those are cool looking to me. Although when they're hiding their faces, it looks poserish. Come on, you're not some G.I. Joe guy. You're not Snake Eyes or Storm Shadow. You're not Batman or something like that. Batman was not even made by a Christian, by the way, I heard. Nor was Superman. But they're hiding their faces because they're snakes and they don't want to get caught. It's kind of understandable because the government is kind of the enemy of the people. But you too are the enemy of the people. But shout out to the people who want to stay anonymous. I can understand, definitely. But it's partly because they're doing bad things. What a mess. Terrible. Some beautiful music for you guys. It's Fob Friday. And I'm not doing Frog Eyes Friday right now. I'm doing Furthermore Friday, which is nice, easy listening, white man, using the term man loosely, hip-hop. So anyway, guys, it's the AJ Gallardo original theme song of The Hake Report. So let's get right on with the show!
Oh, it's The Hake Report, The Hake Report, la la la. Oh, it's The Hake Report, The Hake Report, la la la.
So, hey guys, I hope you're enjoying the beautiful scenery if you're watching the video here. Beautiful San Onofre, nice even on a cloudy, foggy day, which I for one like cloudy, foggy days.
The Hake Report, The Hake Report, la la la. Oh, it's The Hake Report, The Hake Report, la la la.
So, how you all doing? I am fine. I'm live on Rumble, by the way, guys. Rumble.com/The Hake Report. Gerta asks, did you get it about the Trinity yet? Or do I still make, or I still make no sense? I don't know if Gerta is talking to Hake. Not sure. I grew up thinking that the Trinity just meant Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So I'm like, yeah, duh. And then I don't know what, it was kind of unclear to me whether they were saying that Jesus was God. But, yeah, I am wearing my Obvious Globe t-shirt again. I noticed that my friend here, my octopus, my angry octopus, with his long, multi-armed tentacles, with his fingers in everything, his tentacles in everything, is blocking my the fact that it's obvious. Yeah, it's a different Obvious Globe t-shirt. It's the same print on a different t-shirt. And I have an ongoing beef with Teespring, but they do have a responsive customer service department. So if you're ever unhappy with your Teespring order, your Spring order, thehakereport.creator-spring.com, then you can contact them with your order number and your issue, photograph of the order. Keep the bad order so that when the reprint comes, if you need a reprint, you can compare them if the reprint's bad too. And they're pretty responsive. That's one thing I can say about Spring, creator-spring. So yeah, the hakereport.creator-spring.com is how you can find your Obvious Globe t-shirt, if you're interested. Why is the shirt flat? It's not that flat. If I get fat enough, I'll turn into a ball. Just like the globe. Nice. I love responsive customer service, says Philip. Yeah. Philip with two T's, by the way. Not to dox his name spelling. So, do it. I do recommend it. I have to admire the confidence you have to have so many shirts with your picture on it. Something I've never seen. Nice. Thank you. Sorry I'm sad 2014. And I do see your chats over there on the IG crew. I've been streaming on Instagram lately. It's kind of fun for me. So, you can also go to rebuildingtheman.com/stores if you want JLP-related t-shirts. JLP, Bond, The Fallen State. There's about five different stores from which you can get, where you can get t-shirts, mugs, stickers, and other things, probably. Tote bags, maybe. So I recommend you do it. It's great. And shout out to the Flat Earthers. Before I get to calls, guys, let's talk about this dumb communist propaganda called the wealth gap. I remember seeing a lady who was, what's that word when you're around at the same time as the other guy? Concurrent, whatever. It's not that. Ronald Reagan, in Ronald Reagan's time, when Ronald Reagan was president, there was this woman who was Margaret Thatcher. She was in charge of the UK, a woman. But she was fairly sensible for a woman. And there was this socialist type of a guy who was complaining that, yes, well, everybody, while the wealth went up, well, generally people in the UK, their wealth got better, the disparity between the very rich and the supposedly very poor, the poorest, got bigger. That's not a good legacy. And she's all, everybody got better. Everybody, by and large, their economic position in life, able to take care of themselves and then have some extra left over for entertainment and self-spoiling. She didn't say that. Improved. You would rather have everybody or a whole lot of people being poor as long as the gap between the supposed rich and the poor is not so big? Shame on you. She made it more powerful and dramatic than that. But basically she's saying, oh, this wealth gap propaganda is just basically resentment and greed and envy. And rich versus poor mumbo jumbo stuff. When in reality, the supposedly poor, when everybody's doing better, the poor are doing better than the poor under the more equal society, quote unquote, equal. Because this equality stuff is dumb. So, interestingly, I saw this mess promoted by the far left female run outlet, The Skim, and the far left extremist, just off the deep end, NBC News. Put this out. I have some screenshots from this. Let's see, where is it? Wealth gap, Hassan there. Oh, and I have like too many screenshots. It's ridiculous. They're like, a new report has come out. A new report has come out. And I read this in Hague News today on the Jason Lee Peterson Show. It's Friday, April 26th. What's gotten even bigger? Under communist female policies, the wealth gap. NBC News, a $1 million wealth gap now divides white families from black and Hispanic ones. So says research. Research shows. And it reads, new research from the Urban Institute. The Urban Institute. I'm like, what is the Urban Institute? Shows the persistence of a wealth gap that has plagued American workers, so-called workers, and families, so-called families, for generations. And this is victimhood propaganda, obviously. New research shows how racial and gender gaps in earnings, retirement savings, and emergency savings can contribute to a lifetime lag for individuals and families. And it has a picture of people walking on the beach, like Hake sometimes walks on the beach. It looks like two adults holding the hands of a young child. Shadows of them, anyway, on the beach, the sand. And so it's women, gender, because they're talking about gender, women victimhood and black and Hispanic victimhood. Interesting that they don't talk about Asians or the Africans, because the Nigerians know how to work and apply themselves, or Armenians, because they know how to work and or scam and take care of themselves. Shout out to the Armenians. They're Christians, by the way. Even if they are dishonest scammers. Sometimes. So, what is this Urban Institute? Show that very first one. It's a bunch of women. Mixed-looking women. Mixed race, you know? Who's the leadership of this so-called Urban Institute? Executive leadership. Sarah Rosen Wortel. She has two last names. Is that her married maiden name? Rosen? Maiden name? Not sure. Because that doesn't sound like a middle name. What woman would be called Rosen in her middle name? Sounds like a second last name. And I surmise that lady is not a Christian. Doesn't seem very Christian. Not that Christians are the most honest, but they're more honest per capita, I would say. And they're less liberal per capita. Let's just say that. So she's the president, this Sarah Rosen Wortel. Looks like she might be Italian. Rosen, I've heard of that Rosen last name. That doesn't sound like a Christian last name. Not that last names are necessarily Christian or Jewish or atheist or whatever. But anyway. Kimberly Leary looks like a, you know, maybe black or something part. Executive vice president. Nice smiles on all of them, these ladies. But they don't have any business analyzing and pushing Urban Institute propaganda, racism propaganda. Senior vice president is Mary Kay Cunningham. Not sure what she is. Maybe Italian, maybe Hispanic, or Cunningham. Maybe she's part black and white. Who knows? And Myra Jones-Taylor, senior vice president, impact and external affairs. So it's a bunch of women. NBC News. Whoa, interesting. Interesting. They don't mention the Asians, and this is why. Show the third one down. This is probably the last one that you really ought to show. NBC News shows this graph. Source, Urban Institute. Graphic by Nigel Chiwaya, NBC News. Average family wealth by race, 2022. Asian families, and family really means married father and mother with children, but they're not using that for families. They're probably using, including single mothers with the children in that. Or even just couples, married couples. So anyway, Asians, 1.8 million. 900,000. 1,809,001.64 is their average wealth by race in 2022. Whites, only a measly 1.36 million. You can't afford anything with that. Joe from Phoenix called himself a millionaire. And that's not impressive anymore. Because $1 million isn't worth a dime anymore. A dime back in the day could pay for more than $1 million can pay for now. I'm exaggerating for effect. And no, that's not to bash him. That's to bash how they've made, they have made, no, I'm just kidding. It's not just they, it's people, which includes they, have made the money cheaper. They've made it worthless. They've raised the minimum wage. They've done all kinds of things to inflate, artificially inflate the value of money. Well, the money's not worth as much. You know what I mean. Hispanics, they're barely worth $250,000, their families, on average. $227,544. And black so-called families. I say so-called because per capita, those who have children have them out of wedlock. Like three-quarters of them. More than three-quarters if you count just black Native American. And by Native American, I mean native-born black Americans, not immigrant black Americans. 211,000, not even $250,000, their total net worth or whatever you say. Combined net worth, whatever that means. $596. Cheap. Okay, so what's the solution? And here's the Isabella Espadas Barros Leal. When it comes to solutions, the report proposes a series of policy changes to help close the racial wealth gap. And they blame structural racism for it. And I haven't read the report, so I don't know if they mentioned the fact that when couples are married, the poverty rate, the wealth gap between black and white decreases by like a lot. When black families have a married father and mother, according to like Thomas Sowell and Larry Elder and people like that, the so-called wealth gap and the poverty rate just decreases a lot. That means be responsible. It's your own fault if you're poor, generally. Your own fault. True or false? Press one if true. Hake, so jealous right now. What do you mean? two if false. It's your fault if you're poor. Okay, so they blame structural racism and stuff like that. No such thing. to help close the racial gap, including limits to mortgage interest rate, tax interest, tax deduction, and reparations for Black Americans. Oh, Lord. Reparations? They owe us reparations because they have done nothing but leave their communities, that which used to be our communities, using broad terms, if their means Black communities and our means white communities, in disrepair. Yeah, let's say we redlined them to their ghettos, which doesn't mean girls, Irish. They could have kept up their ghettos and made them, well, made them nice. In the Bible, Pharaoh redlined the Hebrews, the Israelites, to some area, and they thrived in that area. That's how I know the Blacks are not the real Israelites. Because the Hebrews, the real Israelites, the real Ashkenazi Jews, they know how to, whatever you say about them, they know how to thrive somewhat. By hook or by crook. So you could have kept your stuff up. Except you couldn't have, because you can't do any better if you can't see any better. Looking at that $1 million gap, some person is saying, some person named Brown. Let's see, do I know who Brown is? Brown is not mentioned in the executive leadership. Reparations are, depending on how they're delivered, a promising something. Promising policy to bringing that gap down. You don't need to bring any gap down. Because the history is such that these policies have compounded on themselves and created a situation where overall our wealth distribution in this country is incredibly inequitable. Don't say this, kids. Cover your ears, kids, if ladies, you don't want your kids to say shut up too much. But shut up. Right? Shut up. Oh, yeah. Okay. So that's that. They talk about structural racism, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Anyway, that's your wealth gap propaganda. I don't know whether it blames the so-called victim. I don't know whether it encourages the people to be just more responsible. Because the way people live is white racism favoring the Asians? Are the Asians better at copying the whites? They're so good at copying the whites, they got better than the whites at being white? Is that what's going on with those Asians? That's why anecdotes are how you get to the truth, not statistics. You can get to the truth by statistics if you know how to read statistics. If you know context and you know, like, you have the alternative facts that can help lead you to, like, the truth about the situation, the lower level physical truth about the situation. And if you have, like, some spiritual understanding, or you know yourself, then you know how you are. And then you can kind of know how the Blacks are or the Hispanics are. And I've known some Blacks and Hispanics. What is being rich according to you? Assets? Income? I think most people in America are probably rich, richer than they realize. One of the great things in the seven guaranteed steps. Wow, Hake, way to throw out any logic. What, I threw out some logic? Thank you. Or is it sarcastic? No, I'm serious. Oh, I was making a point about tripping all over the different points that I want to make. Anecdotes are more real than statistics, because statistics are, one, incomplete. They're looking at, two, they're not looking at the some of the real factors involved. Three, anecdotes show you why an individual is suffering, if you're paying attention, if you're looking at the specifics of that anecdote. An anecdote is a story, a real life story, and somebody anecdotally suffering from an Obamacare things situation, for example. Anecdotally, that's reality. And the statistics from the CBO, for example, don't tell you the reality of that person's anecdote. I saw this great chat from Ghost Rider. Ghost Rider 3103 said, Joe, of course, is a touch out of touch regarding Obamacare. My caller, Joe from Phoenix. Due to Obamacare, a friend of mine who works 60 hours per week saw her insurance raised exponentially. It raised so much she had to cancel it in 1 year just to save money because she never used it. This while another friend of mine quite literally chooses to be poor, quote unquote, simply hustles for a quick buck on the side. I have friends like this. I know friends like this. So as not to have to work a full-time job and pay for health care nor taxes. She brags that thanks to Obamacare, she can go to the emergency room at any time for any reason, and she never pays a dime for it. That's what Obamacare did in the real world, says Ghost Rider 3103. Now, I don't know if Ghost Rider is telling the truth. I don't know if his or her friends are telling the truth. But if those things are true, those are telling some real stories about Obamacare. I've heard some other stories. Oh, this person didn't get the medical stuff that they needed until Obamacare swooped in and saved them. But why were they having problems in the first place? Perhaps it was partly because they weren't living life right, for one, or they hadn't set up their life right, or their parents hadn't. That's oftentimes your own fault. And then two, we already have a socialist messed up system in which the government meddles, there is frivolous lawsuits driving up costs, there is subsidies driving up costs or prices, there are, the government is in bed with the health insurance companies, the government is in bed with the lawyers and the courts. Lawyers are polluting our government. Did you know that most of our government is a bunch of lawyers, at least in the Congress, right? Aren't they? A lot of them? Maybe not most. Lawyers are liars. Yeah, so anecdotes. There are anecdote after anecdote of Trayvon Martin, Michael Brown, Barack Obama, Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, Louis Farrakhan, Eminem, Tukey Williams, Stanley and Tukey, you know, the Crips boys, all these different criminals, spiritual criminals, if not law of the land breaking criminals, laid out their anecdotes, laid out in The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood by JLP. Anecdotes telling you what happened in their lives, their family situation, why they're so angry, their mothers and fathers' failures. O.J. Simpson's dad turned into like a, well, I don't even want to repeat it. You can look it up in The Antidote. And then in JLP's book, The Seven Guaranteed, his thin little piece of book, little guide, The Seven Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success, in terms of who's rich. Who's rich, you'll be surprised, JLP writes in that little guide, what you have. But because of your attachment to things, you're not willing to let go of things, you're not willing to do without a little bit, solve that ego with wasting money. You don't really see what you have. Oh, I can't do this. I can't do that. You can. Have a can-do attitude. Or don't have this mental block. You know how he says all thoughts are lies? Sometimes you just swallow a thought without even realizing that you're thinking of it. That's a great point, James, says Stephen, or Stefan. I think it's Stephen. A handful of relevant anecdotes are better than millions of unaccounted for numbers, quote unquote. Yeah, that's why those people think, oh, poverty causes crime. Poverty does not cause crime. Crime can cause poverty. Crime causes poverty. And then it's a vicious circle. But immorality makes you poor, and it makes you a criminal oftentimes. Or it makes you immorality if you're immoral, but a law-abiding rich person. Then your symptoms of evil come out in different ways. Because everybody is evil, has different symptoms. Nice. JLP should put out audiobooks and let one of the experts read it. Black thumbs up emoji, says Cameron. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I'm not willing to do without food or medical insurance. Unimpressed emoji. I don't know how to read this emoji. I'm so attached to stuff, says Charlie Church. You could do without wasting your time in the live chat, Charlie Church. And shout out to the people who wasted their time in the live chat. Without people wasting their time in the live chat, what would Hake's show be? But anyway. I feel like you like statistics when they support your opinions, LOL. Lots of laughs. I do. Yeah. But also, like, you well know. Give me a break, Kevin Howe. You well know, which I need to make him a mod if he's not a mod already. Is Kevin Howe a mod? Kevin Howe. Shall I mod him up? Or do we even need a mod? He's a mod. Where's Lin Yun Shin? You well know that statistics are selectively reported and selective in their in the factors that they include. Because there's a whole lot of people who just they do that. And so that's why I know not necessarily to. Okay, well, I'll see myself out then, bro, says Charlie Church. Don't be sour grapes about it, though, Charlie Church. Do what you see to do, Charlie Church. And shout out to Charlie Church. He or she, or it, the AI, known as Charlie Church, is a valued contributor to the snake pit. Don't shame this person or thing. What, you think you really think you're poor, or you don't? Are you bitter about what your position in life, Charlie Church? Please don't be. But anyway, if you are, that's interesting. That's that. Joe in Phoenix, Arizona is on the line here. Joe, thank you for calling and holding there, man. How you doing?
Good morning, James.
Morning.
All righty. So first, I have to say I'm surprised that the other day you actually, I guess, lack of a better term, stuck up for me with that call. You thought I was attacking veterans.
Right, and I knew that that wasn't your intention at all. I think that veterans, sometimes they're angry, and so they misinterpret stuff because they're oversensitive. Shout out to the oversensitive veterans.
Yeah, I was surprised that you tried to set the record straight there. I'm not sure you did. I'm not sure you heard you, but...
Yeah, that's okay.
It was a good effort.
Yeah.
Secondly...
I have my
Big
snake
Bump,
out.
I'm glad Big Bump is trying to learn more about the Fed. I wasn't sure what your boom was all about yesterday, but... or how you thought that what Big Bump was posting was contrary to what I was saying, but can you clarify that?
Yeah, Big Bump showed how the Fed is more than just charging interest rates. It's anti-Trump. It is pushing this racial equity mess, stuff like that. Okay. And climate mess. They push climate mess. So they try to fiddle with the government, and they're specifically like trying to work against our greatest president, Trump. If they're trying to work against our greatest president, Trump, then that seems to indicate that they are not the sole influence on the economy. You said the Fed controls the economy entirely. And I'm like, well, that's ridiculous, because the economy is influenced by the people, the quality of the people who are in the economy, the businesses and consumers and stuff. They're the way that they act And then, of course, the president sets some policies that affect some things. The executive branch does these regulations, and Congress does too. So, and the courts do also influence. There's a whole lot of influences on the economy, not just interest rates set by the Fed.
Well, there's some truth to that, James. What I actually said was that the Fed has almost all total and complete power over the economy, is what I said, and that is true. The things you said are true, the courts, businesses, all that. The president, to some degree, can have some effect, but all that takes a far back seat to setting of the overnight federal funds rate, because that controls the prices of all goods and services across the country for everyone. And that either speeds up or slows down the rate of spending. And that's what, you know, either heats up or cools down the economy. And that's it. And the Fed has sole decision-making power over where those rates are set.
Right. And that's debt spending and debt, that's like borrowing and stuff like that, basically.
It has an effect on that, but they're not doing that spending or debt setting. That's Congress.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you like the snake? My cobra snake.
I think it's very funny, actually.
Nice.
I was going to send you a picture of Himmler for your other co-host there, but
why do you? I wonder what he thinks of that, Himmler. What did Himmler do? Can you educate me on what Himmler did?
He was the leader of the SS.
Was he not morally straight?
Can't say for sure, but a lot of those higher-ups in the Nazi Party were not.
Yeah, there's all kinds of rumors about stuff like that. It's really a mess.
But I chose that name for a specific reason we'll go into later. Not right now, but I wanted to ask you about, did you see that indictments in Arizona for the fake elector scheme?
Yeah, I did see a little bit about that.
So do you still claim that Trump is a man of high character when he leaves just the path of records wherever he goes? Because this one is actually very personal to me, because I know of many of the people who have been indicted. And I'm seeing up close and personal the toll it's taking on their families and what this whole thing is doing. Because, you know, these are felonies that they've been indicted for.
Yeah, but is that Trump's fault or their fault?
No, it's their fault for sure. But
is it the evil doing of the people who are going after them?
No, it's definitely their fault. I mean, they chose to follow him off that cliff, and they did it, and now they're paying the price for it.
Yeah. So I can't blame Trump for something that somebody else did who were maybe overzealous if they bent or broke the law or whatever. But I really am leery about these things because, honestly, this is a witch hunt to get Trump, because that's my impression, and you're never going to convince me otherwise, no matter what happens in the courts, because the courts, you and I both know, the courts have nothing to do with real, actual justice.
Again, not quite what I say. I say that the courts oftentimes said the law has nothing to do with justice.
Right.
But the law is the law. You cannot break the law.
Yeah. No, I'm with you on that. You should not, as far as it depends on you, you should not break the law. And let's say that sometimes you do, like you do a California roll at a stop sign, or I don't know. There's different ways that different people break the law. You should be moral, whatever the case. You should be moral and not just go into a stupor where you're flouting both the law and morality, because it's going to catch up with you. Even if in general you're doing right, or you're doing something that you think is good, and then over here you're doing something iffy, that's it could well catch up to you. And a corrupt government that selectively enforces the law that's against people who are trying to do what's right, they won't have any shame about going after you. That's how I see Trump in these cases.
It was good to see Giuliani and Mark Meadows get indicted this time, too, that they weren't indicted in Georgia.
Whatever.
Yeah, so it's good to see that. And
why do you say that's good to see that?
Because I believe, from what I understand from my sources, they were definitely highly involved in the fake elector scheme and creating it and implementing it.
When you say fake electors, what was the name of it for these people what did they call them? Because fake electors is what you call them and the prosecutors call them and the anti-Trump people call them and media call them. But what did they call them? How did they refer to it? How did they justify it to themselves? Alternate electors?
Yeah.
Well, oh, okay.
If you read it, they're saying, well, we're doing an alternate slate because we believe the court cases will overturn the results of the last election.
Oh, okay.
That's what they're trying to say.
Is there anything legal about that?
Nope, nothing at all. Because especially the way they went about it, they were trying to pressure Mike Pence, as you know, to change or not certify the votes and certify their votes, which is basically stripping away the right of the citizens and their votes and their voice.
But they saw it the opposite way in that the citizens' rights were swept away. And of course, I disavow that. I happen to know that the election was the most secure in history, but they felt felt otherwise.
They felt otherwise, yes, James, but feeling something or even believing it's true does not matter when you cannot prove it in a court of law. 50-plus cases showed that there was no fraud or outcome determinative fraud, at least.
They didn't show anything, honestly. I mean...
It absolutely did.
No, it didn't. Come on.
50-plus court cases and SCOTUS all ruled no outcome determinative fraud.
Because you can't prove it. That doesn't mean it didn't show that there was no fraud. But anyway, I want to get away from this topic because it's such a messy topic. And I don't know, nor do I care, honestly.
Well, we're going to see. Cause I believe this is going to have major, major implications for all of our elections going forward. It should be very interesting.
All right. Well, and Big Bump, by the way, Big Bump, he knows stuff. He looks stuff up. He always has been that way. That's why he thinks the way he does, because he thinks for himself.
Well, I'm glad he thinks for himself. I think he has a lot to learn still, but that's okay.
Everybody has a lot to do. Do you want to talk to Mark?
No, that won't go well. You know that.
Is that a no?
It'll be a waste of time. No, thank you.
Okay, no problem. Good to talk to you, Joe, in Phoenix.
Have a good day, James.
My co-host, Snake, take care. You too. Have a good weekend. Be careful. Mark in Los Angeles, speak of the man, is on the line. How you doing, Mark?
Very good. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
You know, it's really hard to listen to that devil. First of all, Himmler was a man. When we describe that idiot, which is what he is, as a snake, remember, Satan came in the form of a snake, okay? And that's why I call him a snake. He's Satan in human form. He's glad that Giuliani and Meadows are another kangaroo court by a Democrat attorney general.
A female, I think.
They had every right to put in alternate electors. When that dimwit Sotomayor referred to them as, what was the term these creeps used? Fraudulent.
Fake electors.
He was correct. She was corrected by the lawyer. Everything they did, you have a right in this country to dispute the results of an election. And don't forget, the snake and his party complained that the 2016 election was rigged. And they never went to court. They were never arrested because there's a double standard. If you're a left winger and you hate white people, you get protected. But if you're pro-Trump and you love white people, they're going to try to put you in jail.
Right.
Why? I don't know why you allow this clown to continue to lie on your show. I know it's your show. If you want to give him the whole hour, you can. But please remember that everything he says is a lie.
Well, I have learned every time I find something out that's distinct from what that's different from what he says about whatever topic, I learn more and more to take what Joe says with a grain of salt. And I already know that he's not a clear thinker or viewer, because when I make a general statement about blacks or whatever, he thinks I'm suggesting all or most are such and such way, which that means that he's not hearing me. And then he says some crazy things about JLP, such as JLP is not a real Christian pastor or something like that. And so that proves to me that he's not a clear thinker. So I don't know what your concern is. Is your concern that people who are listening might believe Joe?
Well, he's confusing to the public. He confuses. That's what communists
The spirit do. Of confusion, for sure. That's what they do,
yeah,
is throw out a whole... Go ahead.
I'm sorry. No, I was just going to say, these devils confuse the issue, and then they want to call you a racist when you call these demons out on it. And he's a perfect example. And the only reason, and again, it's your show, if you want to keep the devil on there, that's fine. But I would say that it's a waste of time, really. And I got to believe that, except for the, you know, the dummies in the peanut gallery that condemn me, are his supporters, and I don't care, you know. And it's, again, this isn't, I was going to talk about something else, but in regards to him calling me Himmler, at least Himmler was a man, a human. A snake is a devil, and that's why I call him that.
But Joe in Phoenix is a human being possessed by the serpent. And Himmler, I don't know about what Himmler was about. It's kind of irrelevant.
Either, to tell you the truth.
He's long gone.
Right.
So, but you too, I say that you and he are of the same spirit, in that you're angry and you believe crazy things too sometimes. Like, you think that I have white guilt, and that's why I keep him on so much, which is kind of crazy. But everybody believes crazy things. Flat earthers believe crazy things. Baltards believe crazy things. But you're angry, and you believe crazy things. So why not grant him a little grace with that?
Well, no, I'm not going to grant him any grace. If it was up to me, like I said, he'd be gone. He'd be off the show forever. His spirit is evil. Just the tone of his nasty voice.
Yeah.
And I got to believe that when that devil comes on, you probably lose a lot of listeners. I don't know if there's a way to know that.
There are people who get angry hearing Joe. There are people who get angry hearing Maze sometimes. But doesn't that say something about you guys? That you guys, I get that a show is supposed to be entertaining and enjoyable, and it's not enjoyable sometimes to listen to lies, but if you're inwardly bothered by it, yeah, my show sucks more because of it, maybe. Sorry, kids, parents.
No, your show's good.
No, but when I'm having them on, it brings down the quality of the show, perhaps, especially
it
when
does,
I keep them on.
Absolutely.
Especially if keep I keep them on. If I keep them on too long, I could see that. I don't take that criticism away from you. You may be right that I keep them on too long because I like to argue, but. If you're getting angry about it, that's something that you got to check. And I'm not talking just to you. I'm talking to anybody who gets irritated with Maze or Joe or anybody.
Well, it's like in the Garden of Eden when the snake tempted Eve. When I hear this devil, it baits me into making a call to set everything right.
Yeah.
It's obvious that he hates Trump and he's going to use lawfare. Well, not him. He's not intelligent enough, but his cohorts in government are going to use lawfare because they can't beat Trump at the polls to defeat him. Now,
I've noticed that.
Yeah, if they had Biden on all the crimes that his rotten family has committed, instead of saying he's not mentally stable to go before a jury, which is crazy on its surface, he shouldn't be president, but they're not going after him because the Department of Justice is anti-white. The FBI is anti-white, And this devil in Phoenix loves it. His scum is in charge right now, but hopefully that's going to change. But if I could, I do want to talk about one other thing real quick, if you don't mind.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, yesterday I was going through Facebook Shorts, and Candace Owen had this.
I don't want to name drop.
Okay, on a clip that I saw yesterday, there's this, I don't know her name, I can't give it anyway, some black female that has a YouTube show like you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't give her name if I knew it.
Nice.
Anyway, she's big for doing whiteface. She made a video of herself as Mr. Clean, you know, the guy advertised that sells the floor cleaner.
And is this woman black?
Yeah, she's a devil. And
but all blacks are not a devil, FYI.
No, I know, but this one is. JC or Mr. Peterson isn't.
Right.
And okay, but anyway, in the video, she's playing whiteface, and after the video, she gives an interview and says, "Yeah, I can do whiteface all I want, but I dare a white man to do blackface. He'll be fired quicker than anything.
True.
Quicker than me." And she went on to admit that there's a double standard for them and us. Then she went on to say, reparations now. This is how evil these thieves are. They're not only evil in that they hate whites. I'm not talking about all of them, just the ones who want reparations. You ought to ask the Phoenix Devil if he's for reparations. Be surprised what he'd say. I probably is, because he hates whites.
I don't know. I don't know if he is. Go ahead.
My guess is that he supports it.
I would guess not, but
well, anyway. No, he's a liar, so you really can't believe anything he says. But anyway, that besides hating on whites and revealing that there's a double standard, she also wants to rob us. By that, reparations is legal robbery. It's legal robbery.
Yeah.
And that's what they want. That's not all of them, but many of them want that. And they're so arrogant. Some of them are just so arrogant and evil. Not all, but most, as Jesse says. And it was just so revealing. Just like a couple, 2-3 weeks ago, when that old witch that was on the Simpson jury admitted that they knew he was guilty and wouldn't convict. Their evil comes to the surface within time. And it just takes a matter of time before we realize who they are.
It's wild how this reparations mess is less, it has never been a valid demand or request or begging thing. It's never been valid to think about reparations for blacks ever, but it is more, it's taken more seriously today than it ever has been, because the people are so lost and the government is filled with such snakes.
Well, the whites are in fear. It's a combination of white fear and black privilege.
True.
That's what's causing the reparations issue to come about now. Now, I would give reparations.
Your phone is kind of messy. Yeah, come close to your phone. Be on regular phone.
Sorry. Hold on. Wait.
When you're close to it,
is that
it sounds
better?
When you're close to it,
better?
It sounds, yes.
Okay. I would give reparations on one condition, that a one-way ticket back to Africa goes with it, and they could never come back.
Yeah.
That would be a reparation I would go with. Send them back, give them their reparations, and they never would be allowed to come back here.
Yeah,
I wonder how many of them would take us up on that.
Yeah. Some of them would.
Well, yeah, but you got to worry they're not going to slip back in. That's the problem.
Yeah, we have an uncontrolled, out-of-control immigration. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Deborah in California. Deborah. Thanks for calling again.
Hey. How you doing?
Doing fine.
You sound very well. You look very well from the last time I saw you.
Nice. Thanks.
Okay, so you're asking who Himmler is.
Yeah.
Now, remember, Hitler, like Manson, never killed... Well, we're not sure if Manson didn't kill anybody. That's not a good statement. Hitler, there's no proof that he ever killed anybody.
Uh-huh.
Not single proof. Himmler was his right-hand man. Himmler was a Hindu. He's the one that introduced the Hindu symbol of peace.
The swastika.
As the swastika.
Yeah.
So he's the culprit. He's the one that did all
but
of
wait
the
a minute.
Ordering.
A swastika doesn't mean any, doesn't, just because he proposed that symbol doesn't mean that he did all this other evil stuff, or what?
Well, you know, when you open a business and you have a logo and you want your logo for your business, well, it was the same thing for the SS. They wanted a symbol. And what they did was indoctrinate the people and trick them into believing that they were peaceful and they were going to, you know, you can't just get that group of people by coming in and saying we're going to eliminate a majority of mankind. You know, he's been around since the 30s, just like, remember, Obama's been around since the 90s, but nobody knew who he was until he became, you know, president. Nobody knew where he came from. Hitler
actually,
was
he
around
was
for a long.
He was in Time magazine in the on the cover as Man of the Year of Time magazine like multiple times. I thought in the 30s, right?
Yes, with
and,
little
like,
children.
People,
with
people
little
liked
children
him.
On his knees.
Yeah, people liked him because he was a socialist.
Yeah, and he was very personal.
And they also,
and
I think they actually liked fascism back then too, which was just
they
the right
were
of
confused.
Communism.
They did. They were confused. They were sold, you know, they were sold snake oil by a snake oil salesman because, you know, Hitler is a Rothschild. He is a bastard child of a Rothschild.
Why are you saying as I know? I don't know that. I don't know anything about the Rothschilds or Blakeler. I don't like saying that name on the stream because it may bring up flags for the algorithm. But anyway.
Okay, we'll just call him the H-Man. Okay, yeah. So the H-Man, he's an Ashkenazi Nazi. So,
wait, Ashkenazi Jew?
A Jew. So
on
that's,
whose,
you know,
on whose side? On his father's side or mother's side?
From his father, the devil. They are all satanic.
Wait. The devil is not genetic.
He is, though.
On his mother or birth mother or birth father?
Don't you remember the sons of God mingled with the daughters of men?
Sons of God could have been the, you know, like Adam and his offspring, like the men.
No. The Bible makes it perfectly clear.
No, it doesn't.
It was the fallen angels, the ones that followed Satan, which intermingled with the daughters of men.
It doesn't. No, fathers, fallen angels is different from sons of God. Or at least it sounds like it to me. Maybe it's not. But it's not clear.
It's
the Bible
not.
Doesn't make that clear. At
well,
least it doesn't to
you
me.
You have to have discernment between the Old Testament and the New Testament. When the Old Testament talks about the Son of God.
But anyway, you're using that to speculate that the hitman, we'll call him. Hitman, maybe just as bad as Hitler.
No, we can't call him that because, no, Himmler would be the hitman.
The hitman.
The H-man never killed anybody.
Well, you're just
so
speculating
you
that he was
hitman.
The son of. Whatever, I'm just calling him. I'm just
he
calling him a name.
He's the bastard child of the Rothschild.
And
by
where do you, and why do you say that I know this?
Because you've been studying the Ashkenazi Jews.
I haven't been
so
studying them.
The
I just
Ashkenazi Jews,
I was just joking around. I just have heard that name, and that's what the white Jews are. And so I joke around that that's what Jesus was, and that's what the Hebrews were. They were the Ashkenazis. But I don't.
Yeah,
I've been
Ashkenazi.
Studying them. You guys
well,
think I study?
Like studying something. Well, I know you don't study. I keep asking you every time if you've been studying your Bible. You just regurgitate everything that Cicely Peterson says without doing your own research.
Your phone's bad now.
Some of the callers that call in.
Your phone's bad now. Stay close to the window or something in a good area with good signal.
Okay.
But that's not true because I don't just regurgitate JLP. I regurgitate stuff from the Bible and I regurgitate. My shadow of logic that I, as I understand, based on how I see the world. So you're making
a false
accusation.
Which Bible?
All of them.
Ooh,
all the ones I know.
See, there you go. So you need to use a perverted Bible to justify the King James Bible.
Your phone's messed up. Is that the stack or is that her phone? I don't know.
I don't know. I haven't moved. I've been sitting in the same spot.
Oh, okay. Well,
I've been sitting in the same spot. I'm not walking around. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you, but it goes like this kind of thing.
Oh, man.
It's terrible.
You see how the devil doesn't want the truth to come out?
Okay. Okay, Deborah.
The devil is doing this because he doesn't want the truth to come out. So he's distorting my words because the truth is just spewing out of my mouth.
But what? Oh, I don't permit a woman to speak. That's what Paul said. Did Paul say that in the King James Version? Because you're a King James only, right?
Yes. He did not say that in general. He said, do not speak in the church.
Right.
You ask your husbands at home. But see, women are allowed to be prophetesses. So a prophetess is not a pastor and is not a preacher. A prophetess is just, you know, teaching the Bible. So when you know the Bible and you can teach the Bible and correct people on the Bible, that is allowed. But to speak in the church and to teach over men, that's not allowed. So, you know, when my husband was with us, we would go back and forth in discussions on the Bible, which is totally fine. But, you know, I cannot go into a group of men, like right now having a discussion with you is fine. But I can't go over a group of men and teach them.
Yeah, because you're trying to teach me and exhort me as if you know what's... You don't know me.
But I'm trying to tell you. Oh, I'm getting to know you.
You sound like RFK Jr., by the way, says Nick the Anchor Baby.
You need to get discernment, and I'm telling you, you need to start studying these things because the more
I don't need to do anything but stay white and live.
But you have a responsibility now. To whom much is given, much is expected.
Nice.
You
Fair
have
enough.
An audience now.
Yep.
And you have people that are, you know, hanging on your every word.
That's not my fault. That's their fault if they're hanging on my every word. I tell them to
That's
take what
true.
I say.
I agree with that.
I tell them frequently that I don't know. I tell them I think. I tell them take what I say with a grain of salt. I tell them know for yourself.
Why don't you start studying to show thyself approved so that you will know? So you'll be solid in your
you're
in
misquote
your
you're misapplying that verse, by the way, FYI.
No. Study to show thyself approved.
Study what?
God and work men that
study
not
what?
Be ashamed. Study the word of God.
It says be diligent.
That's
and
not
and what's the
verse.
Word of God?
The word of God is well, it's the King James Bible.
No, it isn't. The King James Bible didn't even exist. When Paul wrote that to Timothy.
Well, yes, it did.
No, it did not.
The writings that existed, because the King James Bible is number 7 in the lineage of the majority text. So you have the majority text that all agree, and the King James Bible is number 7. You have the Coverdale Bible, the Matthew's Bible, you have the Great Bible, the Bishop's Bible.
You know, Professor Cakes in the chat... And I get my information from the chat. That's what I study.
It
says this lady is annoying. Professor Cakes says this lady is annoying.
Oh, well, you know.
Boom!
He probably hates women. He probably, like...
Why are you speculating that Professor Cakes is a he?
Ooh. Maybe she's a lesbian.
Whoa. That's not good. You shouldn't gossip about your fellow Christian in the chat. Maybe?
I said maybe. Hey, I'm pulling a hake. I said maybe.
Well, maybe is not a good word to just use to just make up some slander.
That's true.
Yeah.
You're correct. You're correct. I know.
It's nice talking with you. I don't know if we really arrived at any point.
You wanted to know about Himmler? No, the point was,
real fast.
I called to tell you about Himmler, that he did introduce the swastika because he was a Hindu.
Uh-huh.
Was he
a white Hindu?
Satan switch. Yeah.
He was a white Hindu.
White Hindu.
So he was basically a hippie before the hippies.
He was a hippie before the hippie, and he indoctrinated that religion into their criminal spree to indoctrinate the people into the whole bait and switch, you know, professing to be kind and loving, and then they, you know.
Your phone is awful, Deborah. I can't take this anymore.
I'm not moving.
I know, but just because you're not moving doesn't mean your phone is good.
Nobody else says that. It's the devil.
No, sometimes this happens on the show, and I don't know if it's just a weak connection or what, but call me again sometime, Deborah.
I love you guys.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye. It's about 5 minutes past the top of the hour. It is Fob Friday, guys. I hope you enjoy this. It is Andy Lau, Mr. China himself. Really my style. Jin wo de feng tai. No. Let me read it properly. Jin wo de feng tai. Hope you enjoy it from the 1992 album Really My Style. I hope your musical Philistines. I'll be right back for the rest of hour two to your calls and hopefully some more stuff. Hang tight, you musical Philistines, if you please.
笑声收起我感慨，活出真我的风采。浮沉聚散变化又再，但是总可卷土重来。那管世间给冰雪掩盖，孤身继续在找爱。关心到如何是爱和被爱，然而若你共鸣，为何避开？潮流下你若然坚守，你仍然是你存在，求能共信共情，共性共爱。前路就算只将爱猜，历尽艰辛总把头抬，背起笑声收起我感慨，活出真我的风采。浮沉聚散变化又再，但是总可卷土重来。哪管世间给冰雪掩盖，孤身继续在找爱。前路就算只将爱猜，历尽艰辛总把头抬，背起笑声收起我感慨，活出真我的风采。浮沉聚散变化又再，但是总可卷土重来。哪管世间给冰雪掩盖，孤身继续在找爱。
We're opening the treasure chest on D Live. Isn't that nice? It goes with it. NGL, not gonna lie, beautiful music. There's like 100 strings on their little Chinese guitars. Thank you guys for bearing with me through that beautiful music. I don't think it's Christian though. Over on, I'm remiss in not reading the super chats. Lord Bibby 42 bought 5 coffees yesterday in response to Gregatron's Streamlabs, saying, shout out to Gregatron. He called my show this week, by the way. Jealous? And happy birthday, Hake. Thank you, Lord Bibby 42. I don't care if the chat doesn't like you as a moderator. I appreciate you, man. I may rotate you out, but it's nothing. It's not even a criticism of your moderation, because I don't really witness much in terms of what the moderators do, good or bad. I happen to know that Spoiler Alert was my best moderator, and y'all ran him off. But shout out to Lord Bibby 42, and those of you who have some beef with him, I'll bring you back in a month. I'm thinking about a certain person who got moderated. Get moderated. It's not personal. Carver bought a coffee over on buymeacoffee.com/thehakereport. Hey, Hake. It's high time to capitalize on this Hake and Snake stuff. We all know the best way to cash in is merch. So I made a Snake Pit shirt for you, and he sent me an imager thing. And wow, the Snake Pit. That is an awesome t-shirt design. I like it. Thank you, Carver. Quite cool. Hey, and it's a PNG. Cool. I shall save it on my computer. Thanks, man. And I just might implement that. That's kind of cool. And it has a Toyota. Is that a Toyota? Or is that a V-dub? With a spoiler on it. Nice. With a 115-mile-an-hour governor on it, too. Sweet. 4-cylinder. Thank you, Carver. That's cool. And hat tip. I tip my hat, even though I don't have one right now. Over on buymeacoffee.com. There is one line open, guys. I'll get to your calls. No More Thoughts bought a coffee. Hi, Hake. I'm quite new to your show. What do you like to do in your free time? I like to go to the beach. The chicks are neat. Nah, I'm kidding about the chick stuff. Do you ride on horseback to shoot squirrels like JLP back in the day? Ha ha. I have ridden on horses a few times in my life, mostly in my childhood. I would go up to this forest home on the way up to Big Bear over here down in SoCal. And back in the day, they had horses, and we would ride the horses. Cool, huh? But anyway, for my free time, no, I'll go to the beach. I'll hang out, do a little bit, get a little bit of exercise in, stretch a bit if I'm wise. Get some food together, somewhat healthful food. In my opinion, I think it's somewhat healthful. Evil is still real, would beg to differ. You know, I noticed, speaking of health, that he's been telling me all this stuff, and Lin Yen Chen has been telling me all this stuff about breathing through the nose and stuff. And I just disregard it because they sound crazy. But there probably is a lot of truth to what they're saying. And although they sound crazy, I really like those guys and respect them. Just not enough to, like, listen to their advice. Terrible, huh? Shameful. You should heed people's advice even if they do sound crazy. Sometimes. Because they may be onto something. So don't just... there was this guy who no longer listens or watches or calls in that I know of. He graduated. Who talked about chicken bones in Atlanta. Some of you guys know who I'm talking about. About whom I'm talking. And there literally are a bunch of chicken bones in Atlanta because the blacks eat chicken and they litter the bones everywhere. It's disgusting. Shameful. Get your disgusting and shameful shirt. So I do that. I like hanging out in places that have a nice vibe. Doing that. Hang out with friends sometimes, every now and then. Not a big time hang out with friends type of a person. But now and then, it's cool. Right on, No More Thoughts. Thank you. A long super chat coffee from Popcorn's Thump Keg in response to your Harvey Weinstein segment. You reacted to the Ape Ray conviction being overturned by saying, nice, showing your support. I did. You then immediately followed up with, by the way, I didn't even look at the facts of this case, so I don't know and I don't care. Indeed, that's a fact too. And I will not, I'm resisting from adding any context or balance. I have a question for you and a general commentary. If he is guilty of ape ray, would you still be for his ape ray conviction being overturned? Please answer first. I want to say yes, honestly. And the reason I want to say yes is because I see the injustice in this whole movement and hype stuff. Because something that happened a while ago, that a woman is just getting media attention, the media getting pressure on them, that's political pressure. And that means that the courts are politically influenced. And that is not a good thing. So pardon me, though, if I am, I know that sounds really unjust, perhaps, to some people who want to judge me, and I don't blame anybody for judging me. I sort of remind myself when I say a word like that of this black guy who used to debate Jesse Lee Peterson, quote-unquote debate him, on Sean Hannity's show, Professor Mark Lamont Hill. Mark Lamont Hill said that he thinks OJ is absolutely guilty of the Erder May and of his Ife way and that other end fray. Is that annoying? But it was absolutely the right result in a racist justice system, right? To, what is that? Free him. What is that thing where they drop the charges, where they say, acquit him? It was the right thing to acquit him, even though he was guilty. So, Hake being just like Mark Lamont Hill? I'm being like Mark Lamont Hill in Unjust for Christ. Injustice for Christ. So there's your answer. Your stance of, I know nothing about the facts of the case, nor do I care, paired with, which is the key, being glad that the conviction was overturned, strikes me as analogous to the way some people viewed the black support for O.J. Simpson in this way. That's funny that I just compared it. Great minds think alike, popcorn stump keg. Hey, Hake might as well be a computer scientist, because I think popcorn stump keg, which is either a man or a woman or AI or a child, is a computer scientist. So isn't this interesting? Based. In this way, let me finish reading his chat since it's so long. There are people who believe that blacks were being treated unfairly in the justice system, and as a result, regardless of the facts of his, OJ's case, they wanted him acquitted. You believe there's an attack on men, and not that I believe it, I can see it. But yes, okay, let's say I believe it. And as a result, regardless of the facts of his, Weinstein's case, you're glad his conviction was overturned. What is the difference in these two mindsets if both are okay with potentially letting a guilty person go? Well, just the whole context of the case, let me just express what the situation is with Weinstein. The whole context is this. I'm closing my eyes as I'm saying this. Does this look terrible? The whole context is hashtag Me Too movement and this women victimhood, and they're pushing this rape culture stuff. I'm really resisting opening my eyes. I wonder how much of an idiot I look like. But we've seen this for years. That's what this was. It's what this was born out of. Whereas the difference with the OJ thing is, with OJ, he specifically allegedly was ILDK his Ife way. And there is not a culture that was erupting of axe blay illing K their Ite way, Ives way. Blacks killing their white wives, you know? There wasn't this culture of calling that out. I mean, there is this underground thing of, oh, you burn the coal, which is to say date or marry a black man, a white woman doing that. You pay the toll, suffering from DV or getting ILDK. You look like a TV preacher trying to be deep with your eyes closed, says Ivana. Ex-wife. True. Yes, ex-wife, says Terry. Yeah, and Terry brought in some interesting context, too, when she called American Anchor Baby, saying that she had called repeatedly the police and was afraid of him, and he was awking her stay. He sounds like Deb's phone when he talks pig Latin. So, this racism cry is an illusion, whereas the attack on men is not an illusion, this smear upon men. And it's very hard to prove a rape. It's a little bit less hard to prove a murder, may. And Terry credulously said that there was planted evidence, but I don't believe that there was planted evidence. And he was splaying his hand. OJ was splaying his hand, and it was amusing watching him. Who puts on a glove by splaying your hand? You put on a glove by not splaying your hand, keeping it contracted, therefore you can put the glove on. But he was splaying, you know what I mean by splaying, spreading his fingers and his palm wide so that they would look like it wouldn't fit. I don't believe that. And how come nobody said, put your hand together, quiet. Put your hand, you cup your hand. When you want to put your hand in like a monkey putting his hand in the hole of the tree, you put your hand in, and then when you have the stuff in your, you have the food inside, you can't get your hand out, and the tree traps you, and they get you. But I saw that on a documentary about wildlife one time. But if I'm trying to put, this one is kind of hard to put on this glove called the snake. When I try to put Joe from Phoenix, my co-host, on my hand, I don't splay my hand. I'm splaying my hand to put it on. I put my hand thinner. So I think that may really have been his glove. I don't believe it was planted, but it may have been planted. But people always, the blacks are always saying, oh, planted evidence. Oh, that video of Mike Brown strong-arming the store clerk is doctored video. The blacks are such ridiculous conspiracy theorists. They come up with all kinds of cockamamie lies and then believe it and repeat it amongst themselves. And then even like the dumb people will say it. It gets into the courts, media, and all kinds of stuff. Hands up, don't shoot was a lie. So those gloves fit, maybe. But anyway, I'm just saying, don't believe that it was planted evidence. Maybe it was, but... And who cares if Mark Furman said the N-word? I don't blame him for saying that he didn't say the N-word. Who cares? I mean, the N-word isn't racist. I support the N-word. So the difference in the two mindsets is one is based in the context of reality, and the other one is based in the context of a terrible lie of this fake idea of racism. And also, the other reason that I would be glad even if he R-worded them, which he couldn't. Like, he couldn't R-word a ham sandwich. He's, like, pathetic. And he made himself look more pathetic in the court. That was amusing. He, like, started getting into a wheelchair and looking all haggard. Which maybe he was. You know, Harvey Weinstein in the courts, like, looked all pathetic and sympathetic. But I really don't believe, because they were trying to use this power dynamic thing. Power dynamic. As if that's an excuse for a woman to be pathetic and then play victim. Yes, women are pathetic a lot. Hey, stop. But I liked your call, Terry, about the OJ thing because, yeah, people forget about her. Nobody really cares about her, the victim, including, I bet, if you're honest with yourself, you, Terry, in the chat. You're just relating to her as a woman, which is ego. But it is true that people just completely ignore the dead person. That's why you don't want to get dead. Don't be dead, people. Then you're useless in the world. Or you may be useful for other people to use your name for some dumb, evil cause. Then you're useful, but not for good. So don't be dead. Don't get killed. Don't whatever. Don't suicide say. Do what you want, of course, but just be of use. Like that guy who wrote Up From Slavery, Booker T. Washington, said, make yourself useful in the world. Then you won't stop being poor. The case, they'll even, let's say he did R-word somebody, which he didn't, but he's just perverted, and so are the people who did it with him. They tried the case wrong. Facts were weak. Cernovich, you're leaving out Popcorn Thumpkeg that I tend to believe Cernovich, Mike Cernovich, who is a lawyer and not that much of a liar, I don't think, who actually paid attention to the facts of the case, saw that the jury was deadlocked and saw stuff like that, and knew that he was not guilty of the more serious crimes. So thank you. Very interesting coffee. I'm glad that I was able to address that. That's cool, man. Hope that helped. There's a bunch from Lin Yen Chin that I'm going to read sooner or later, hopefully today. Shout out to Lin Yen Chin. But I got to get to Jaime in Minnesota, who's on the line here. What's up, Jaime? Thank you for calling and holding there, man.
Hey, how are you doing, Hank?
Doing well. How are you?
Pretty good.
Cool.
Well, I wanted to call about the discussion about the sons of God and the daughters of men.
Yeah.
I heard, or I read in one of these books that the sons of God, they lived up in the mountains, and they were people like Noah's dad. It was a group of people that were close to God.
Okay.
And the sons of men, or the daughters of men, were the people that lived in the valley. And they were people that didn't know God. So, you know, they came from, who's that guy? Cain's side of the family?
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, Cain left his family, right? He went out to the wilderness and started populating the earth.
Yeah, true.
That guy hated God.
Did he hate God? I mean,
He hated somebody.
Let's say after he committed the murder of his brother, Cain, did he hate God after that? Because Cain, like, marked him and helped him live.
Well, yeah. There's more to that story and probably why I say that, but I'll take that back just for the sake of the story.
Okay.
Okay, so anyways, Cain, he didn't teach his family and the family's family how to worship God. So they were apart from God.
Okay.
And then, so the people up there in the mountains, they saw the valley people, they were having parties.
Yeah.
I believe it was because one of the spirits taught the valley people how to make alcohol.
Whoa.
Okay. So then they started to party, and these sons of God saw that, and the women, they were dancing.
Uh-huh.
Dancing's evil. So they got tempted, and then some of them started to go down the mountain and marry these daughters of men.
Whoa.
And they became, you know, their sons became great, you know, like the great White Hope, like Trump, he's great. Like, who else is a great...
He's bigger than you realize.
Right.
And more handsome. Cute. I think they were calling him in the JLP,
exactly.
Get It Off Your Chest Friday thing.
And I'm not saying... And so what I'm saying is the greatness of them, they became men of war.
Yeah.
Know, powerful men. It doesn't mean they became literal giants or anything. It just meant, you know, these people, sons of God, who had a good... standing with God, they went with these women.
Uh-huh.
That's all it means.
Okay. I could believe that, man. People read way into stuff that's in the Bible and think that it's from God, but it's from their imagination, their collective imagination, because a whole lot of traditions and early so-called church, so-called leaders, made claims that either was understood or misunderstood, wrong, and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. So. And you see, what I've come to kind
is
of
Trump a Nephilim?
If it's fantasiful,
yeah,
it's got ego in it and it's evil. It comes from Satan.
Yeah.
But if it's logical and it's practical, then it comes from God. And that sounds practical, right? I mean, it doesn't. There's no.
Yeah, I mean, as JLP says, men are the sons of God.
Right. And so it'd be like if the bond men, you know, the bond men and women, they overcame, they forgave their mothers and fathers.
Yeah.
They would be the sons of God.
Right.
Whereas the people out here that aren't overcoming, they got these weird ideas about abortion or marriage or, you know, the role of the woman.
Yeah.
Those would be the daughters and sons of man.
Yep. Nice.
So that's the what the story says. But I was going to ask you about the parable of the wheat and the tare that Jesus talks about.
Okay.
Yeah, I read somewhere that the meaning of the story is the field is us, is one person, you know. And the wheat that the master sows are the good ideas. Probably practical. It didn't say practical, but I'm thinking maybe they're practical, good ideas, right? And the tares, the weeds, are bad, evil ideas. And so they start to grow together, you know, because we all have good ideas about God and we have evil ideas about God. And what's supposed to happen is you're supposed to overcome the evil ideas. And so they bunch them together and then they burn them. And that would be that ego pain, the ego death.
Huh.
Is my thinking on it. And then the wheat is brought in to the barn or whatever. And the practical ideas, they cause you to do things, right?
Like, yeah.
Build this, build that, pay your bills, don't go broke, fix up your house. So you store up all that stuff for a good life.
You might be right. I think of it as, that's interesting.
Yeah, I've been looking for that story again because I wanted to read it again, but I can't quite find it yet. But the other way that people think about it, I was talking to a pastor about this, and he says, oh, no, the field is the church, and the wheat and the tares, they're people, good and evil people. Well, how does that make sense of God making a person good or evil, you know, and such?
Yeah, I think of it as the people. I think of it as like the whole world. The whole world is filled with like mostly evil people possessed of the devil. And then like there's some decent people around amidst that. That's what I think of it as. He says, he say the kingdom of heaven is like that? So it's...
Jesus said no man is good.
Right, but that's why I said decent. But anyway, the people who are children of God. The children of God and the children of the devil.
Right.
But you think that they're all going to heaven or something like that? Or
No. See, what this guy was proposing is that the field is one person, one single person. I am the field.
Yeah.
The tares that the evil one spread at night, those are the bad thoughts, the evil thoughts, the fantasies, all that kind of stuff, evil thinking.
Yeah.
And the good thoughts that the master sowed are practical thoughts or practical ideas, just, you know, that kind of thing. And both grow together. And so the evil thoughts, if you had a lot more evil seeds than, you know, like if your mom is a single mom and she's working or maybe she's on food stamps and she brings in, you know, a bunch of dirty people, you have more evil thoughts, right? And you turn out evil. Are you following me?
Sort of.
Okay. Well,
maybe, man.
It's interesting. Maybe I'm not explaining it right, and maybe somebody else will explain it better.
No problem.
But did you know that there was an episode of The Fallen State with Judge Joe Brown?
Yeah.
And at the end of it, close to the end of it, I'm pretty sure he says that Simpson guy, he didn't do it.
But Judge Joe Brown is black, and...
Yeah, he is black.
And although I respect him on some level, I suspect I am leery of his objectivity on the matter.
Really?
Yeah. Not that I know Judge Joe Brown is not objective, but I'm suspicious of it because I know there's this guy who's on Fox News, for just as a simple example, there's this guy who's on Fox News who's on whose show Jesse has appeared a couple of times now. Trace, I'm blanking on his name, but it's Fox at Night, something like that. He basically portrayed it as if, like, he's definitely guilty. That's what he portrayed it as. And that was the Josh from Georgia. See, I was, you may have been alive at the time. You're around my age, right? It seemed like everybody knew that he was guilty. It seemed like everybody knew that he was guilty. Like the circumstance, I get that circumstantial evidence, whatever, but the circumstances pointed to he's guilty, and people just knew that he was guilty. And, you know, it was said on the courts that there was like six, think about it. I think six of the people were black women. Six of the jurors were black females, if I'm not mistaken. And eight of the jurors were blacks. Eight out of the 12. OJ. Yeah, OJ. And so, like, I'm thinking, as a kid, I'm thinking as a kid, all the adults who I respected, Judge Joe Brown notwithstanding, knew that he was guilty. And now I've heard a couple people, Judge Joe Brown, and then one of my callers, David from Ocala, said, oh, you know, maybe not. Maybe it was somebody else. And then Frederick thinks that he was involved. Rika thinks that he, like, would have hired somebody to do it for him. I'm like, what? He said that on American Anchor, baby.
Well, I guess the only reason I bring up the Judge Joe Brown is because he's a judge, and he claims to have read the files.
I believe that he read the files, yeah.
And the interview that Jesse did with him makes him sound like a very believable guy.
Uh-huh. I think he's also a little bit crazy, though.
It could be.
I was not upset. I was not upset about the case. I didn't care about the case. But I just remember all the adults, and none of the adults had any racial bone to pick with the blacks. The blacks have a bone to pick with the whites. It's not the other way around, okay? The blacks have this racial hang-up. The whites do not. My growing up, we grew up amongst Hispanics, Asians, a few blacks, and we were cool with everybody. The blacks hate the whites. They're the ones who are the racist because they're crying about racism, and so they're racist. So the blacks are not the fair-minded ones, and I think that includes even Judge Joe Brown.
Oh, okay. It could be.
That's my impression. I don't know, and I still love and admire and respect Judge Joe Brown, I guess, on what I know of him. I could be completely wrong, but call me Mark from Los Angeles calling somebody guilty without having a clue. But that's my impression. Everybody I know and respect thought he was guilty.
I think even
Jesse's book in The Antidote, which Jesse's book, whatever, don't believe anybody. It doesn't even matter, really. It's not my business.
No. I guess we'll have to ask him when we get to heaven.
Yeah. Right. And who cares? if we get to heaven, honestly.
If he's in heaven.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you have a good weekend, Hank.
You too, man. Appreciate you, man. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. My favorite caller from the sundown town of Dayton, Ohio, Mays. Thank you for calling, Mays, and holding there.
Oh, James, how are you today?
I'm doing fine.
Seems like you're a bit nervous about something. You're picking up your Muppets and all of the different things you're doing today. You're fidgety. What's wrong?
Maybe I had more caffeine than usual.
Oh, okay. I was wondering.
Yep.
So you use, OJ, why don't you use Bill Cosby and Mike Tyson?
Bill Cosby's innocent and Mike Tyson is innocent. I'm on the side of Bill Cosby and Mike Tyson. I know I'm not supposed to take sides, but I'm taking the side of Bill Cosby and Mike Tyson. Those two were railroaded for being men.
But they still had to serve their time, didn't they?
Yeah, that's a shame. That's ridiculous.
Well, why can't he serve his time like they did?
Because that's not right. Just because other people had to serve unjustly when they're innocent doesn't... I say innocent loosely, okay? But innocent of the crimes that they're convicted of doesn't mean that... Well, I don't know about it. But anyway, doesn't mean that he should...
Bill, in the beginning, he was...
I'm glad that Bill Cosby got out. Is he back? Is he back in?
No. They're trying to put him back in, but he was innocent, and then they turn around and redid the trial.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Was that fair?
No, it's not. It's dumb.
No, it wasn't fair. I don't think so. But anyway, so would a man rob God with lies?
Sort of, yeah. I suppose that's a way of thinking about it.
Oh, so it's the pain that you're in when you're robbing God with lies, and you're using it as the truth.
Say that again?
That's the pain the CWPs are in.
Rob God
with lies, and they need to stop. And some other people are doing it too, but they need to stop.
Who needs to stop?
The people that's doing robbing God with lies.
CWPs, Caucasian white people,
and some other people like Big Bump them and all of those kind of people.
What, you're accusing Big Bump of robbing God by lying?
Yes.
What lie? Can you name the lie?
See, a whole lot more.
Can you name the lie? Oh, GMD Jim, I see your diamond. My bad.
Day.
Say again.
Every day.
Every day? Big Bump, I don't read Big Bump's texts even every day. Big Bump's shoulder?
The things that they do.
The CWPs and the blacks who love the CWPs?
They love things that's not right.
Well.
Oh, yes, it is.
Can you name one lie from a Big Bump? You brought up Big Bump.
Maybe it's the what change of the weather that's got you acting like that. Then also,
or it's the full moon.
Oh, that's what it is. And some people would say, I don't agree with you on everything, and I don't want you to agree with me on nothing because you don't have to.
Right.
But we can have a conversation, right?
Yes.
And a peaceful conversation.
Yep.
Not want to harm somebody or go do things to people.
Yeah.
That's considered evil. Right? Because some people don't know what evil is. They
True.
Look at good as being evil, evil as being good.
Yeah.
And when you want to harm people for something they haven't done to you, or you're upset with a group of people that you don't know nothing about, that is evil.
Oh, I know are you talking about me being upset with the blacks? I know plenty about the blacks.
I know why you're upset with the blacks.
Why?
You think the blacks are after Trump. That's the only reason why.
No, because I've had a beef with blacks before I knew about
Trump. Right or wrong?
I knew I had a beef with the blacks since before I knew that Trump was any good.
Oh, so what kind of beef do you have with them?
All into the black thing and think that racism is real and they need to look in the mirror.
Really?
Yes.
Well, if you look at the mirror, the loss that y'all have, maybe you might think about that twice.
Fair point.
Hmm?
Fair point.
Are the laws meant for everybody or just some people?
Everybody.
We know they're not.
Oh.
Just like I always tell Jesse, he got to have a right to vote. You can just vote.
Do you...
Radulazer
on Twitch pictures you
until that day comes.
Hey, mates. Huh? Radulazer on Twitch pictures you in a plastic flower hat.
Well, I don't care what he pictures me in. That's what's wrong with his man. You don't know what I look like. So he can picture me as a...
That's true. You never know.
That's his problem, not mine.
You don't have to... Maze, pardon me for asking this, but are you fat or fit?
What is that?
Fat means... portly, heavy set, and fit means in shape.
You say fit or thick?
Fat or fit? Fit.
FIT. Why do it matter?
It doesn't.
Okay, so then we don't have a conversation on it.
Nice. Fair enough.
No, we do like
I respect
that.
It.
Please stop, God. I just want y'all to please stop robbing God with lies. Because if you don't feed, not
nice
the glue,
message.
But you're walking. You're walking with a whole lot of stuff. And if you had to change the world and put people back to where they came like a puzzle, where would Mark fit?
He would fit in...
you.
He would fit right of center.
I'm saying if the world had to go back to where it used to be, before everything came to this country when the Native Americans was here,
yeah,
where would he go?
He would be an Englishman.
All right, so if he would be an Englishman, so if reparations had to come and he had to give it, what I would like for him to give, out of my opinion, would be put everything back that was taken away from those people and send them back, and they wouldn't have to come back here.
By the way, I'm not doxing his ethnicity.
Give all that back too.
I'm speculating. I have no idea. I'm speculating. I have no idea whether he'd be an Englishman or what.
Well, whatever he would be. But then those that were born here...
But that doesn't make it right. The world changes for right or for wrong.
That's what's wrong. The world is changing, and some people rob and go out with lies and can't take it.
Whatever.
You should be ready.
Hassan thinks you sound fit. You're skinny.
What?
Hassan thinks you're skinny and fit.
I'm not as small as Hassan. I know that.
You're not as small as him?
No, I'm not that small.
Whoa.
That's like when you're suffering from malnutrition.
You know, I got to keep it short, Maze. It's nice talking
to
you.
Okay, but I was just letting you know how it goes. Stop robbing God with lies. And
okay.
Tell the truth. And stop getting evil mixed up with good.
Back at ya.
And a less of a headache you will have for yourself.
Fair enough. Great advice.
Have a good one.
You too, Maze. Marcus in Finland is on the line. Marcus, thank you for calling and holding there. What's up?
Hi, James.
Hey. First time caller, by the way.
I'm pretty new to your show overall, but you seem to have some serious callers.
Yeah. Indeed.
I was wondering if you want to know what your name means in Finnish.
How do you pronounce it in Finnish?
Hake.
Hake, okay. And what does it mean? Yes, I want to know.
First of all, it sounds a little weird, but let me explain what I think about it. It's what comes out of wood chippers.
Sawdust.
So it's the wood chip stuff. But I think it's a good thing because you know what they use it for, right?
Kindling?
Like,
fire?
No. They put it like under plants.
Oh,
it
cool.
It makes like, stuff grow better. So it's like it controls the temperature and moisture.
Okay.
And when it breaks down, it makes it grow better. So you could think about it as a positive thing.
Nice. What's that word? It's not fertilizer. It is mulch. In English, we have a word called mulch. And
that could be it. I'm not sure. I'm not that good at English.
Yeah, no worries.
Special word.
So basically useless, says the blinked one.
No,
that's cool. Yeah, so basically like maybe, you know how Jesus spread out the seeds, scattered the seeds on the rocky soil and the shallow soil? I act as mulch on the shallow soil to help the truth take root.
If you want to be into symbolism or something.
Right.
you could think like you're like... fertilizer for the olive tree.
Right. Nice. Thanks for the education on hake. Hake?
No worries. Just something I thought about talking about.
Yeah.
I didn't know what to talk about when I called.
No worries. Thank you for calling.
Yeah,
call me again
more
sometime.
More lighthearted call. Yeah, sure.
It's good to hear from you, man. Take care.
Yep.
Bye. David in Ocala, Florida, is on the line here. David, thank you for calling. What's up?
Hey, man. I was calling. I originally wanted to call and tell you that Deborah's right about the sons of God are angels. Okay, so got onto the.
But you're the one who thinks that
thing.
You think you believe all kinds of cockamamie things about what the Bible says, though.
Sure. It says that.
Sure,
it
I
says
do.
In Job two, it says. It says that the, hold on a second. It says the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them and presented himself before the Lord. So they had to be in heaven, bro, to do that.
Not necessarily.
Yeah. There's other things that talk about
Didn't people present themselves before the Lord on earth?
I think so, but that they're not men, okay? Because
boom.
What happened was, here, let me tell you, it's why the flood.
How do you
was,
figure they're not men?
Because they're angels. They came down on Mount Hermon. It was
if they were angels, why didn't they call them angels rather than sons of God?
Because sons of God are angels.
Nuh-uh.
We
are
sons
of God.
They all knew it back then.
We
the
are sons.
The Jewish.
Are we not? Are we not? If we are truly born of God, are we not sons of God?
Yeah, when you become born
then
again.
Then we're not angels. Uh-huh. We're not angels.
Okay.
But
well,
we're
the
sons of God.
Here's the theory, man. They knew that the Messiah was coming, which was Jesus. Okay,
yeah.
That's Genesis 3:15. That's the prophecy, first prophecy in the Bible. They knew that Jesus was coming, and they decided what they were going to do was mess up the DNA by mating with those women, and it spawned those giants and the Nephilim, okay? That's why the Israelites didn't want to go into the promised land. They looked down there and they said, we're like grasshoppers to them. So God punished them for 40 years, okay? Because
so the Nephilim were these tall blacks.
No, huh?
I said the Nephilim were these tall blacks or maybe these tall white guys. But I'm kidding around.
I know, but here, let me just
go
listen
ahead.
And then we'll go. Because I know you got to go. The flood happened to get rid of all those.
I don't have to go as early because Joelle Friday TV is not on right after Hake today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, it
but
makes more sense why God flooded the earth, okay, because it said Noah was perfect in all his generations, and he wasn't perfect. His DNA was, okay?
Lord,
now, it somehow
why are
made
you...
it through.
DNA is not in the Bible. Deoxyribonucleic acid is not in the Bible. You're putting stuff in... You're putting
how
words...
You think,
you're putting words
you
in
think,
the Bible's mouth.
No, I'm not. How do you think Goliath came about in King Og, which is in Deuteronomy, says he was
maybe
the
he
last
was,
of the giants?
Maybe
okay?
he was like Andre the Giant.
No, these people were... Anyway, so let me go to Matthew 13 for this gentleman that called up before. It explains what the wheat and the tares are, okay?
Okay.
It says a man sowed good seed in his field, but while he slept, an enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. Okay? Then Jesus explains, the world is the field, the one who sowed the tares is the devil, and the children of the devil are the tares, and the children of God of the wheat are the kingdom. I mean, it totally explains the whole thing to where you don't have. I mean, to compare the field of the world and that to people and try to use it as emotions. I mean, that's going deep. That's why she said you're supposed to study the word to rightly divide the word. Okay,
it never says study the word. By the way, you're putting
words. It says
you're putting
study
words.
To find yourself approved.
Right. It also
okay?
says. Another translation says, "Be diligent." When you study somebody's face, are you reading the face, or you can be in a manner of speaking, you're kind of reading the face. But somebody studies the face. She studied his face, said the novel about a woman.
That's a stretch, man.
It's not,
that's
but you're
stretch,
stretching.
Buddy.
You're stretching too.
Well, here,
just
how
because
about
your
this?
Stretch
right
is the- just because your stretch is more accepted by the crowd than my stretch doesn't mean your stretch is right.
Well, when you read that the field is the world, the field
yeah,
cannot
I'm
be
with
a
you
person.
On that. I'm with you on that. Okay. But it could be, it's kind of like a person is a microcosm of the world. So I don't totally reject his idea. It's maybe interesting.
Oh, I totally do because Jesus, listen, Jesus is the one speaking.
What does it even
he's
matter? It's like, doesn't, it's, the,
yeah, but
is a person, is a person with all his cockamamie ideas and his actions good and evil, mostly evil, and all his righteous acts are like filthy rags, is a person not kind of like the a little exhibit of what goes on in the world among people?
Well, the problem is Jesus was the
no,
one
answer
that
my question.
The parable, okay? And then he went, he told the parable, then he explained it. And so when you deviate off of what Jesus explained the parable to be, that's problems, dude. I'm just letting you know. I mean,
but you didn't answer my question. You dodged my question.
Like Mormonism.
You dodged my question. Isn't what goes on in the heart of a man similar to what goes on amongst masses of people?
Oh, sure. It says that.
So then what's
evil.
Your big problem with Hyman from Minnesota mentioning that suggestion.
I don't have a problem with that. I'm just trying to let him know where it's explained what the parable meant. You know,
yeah. I'm fine. I agree with you. I think it's talking about the world in general, including all the people.
They said, why do you speak in parables? And he said, because it's for you to know and not them to know. The multitude wasn't supposed to know the answers to this. And he explained it to them. These are mysteries before the foundation of the world. Okay, is what he's telling you. You know, so that's deep right there.
I'm using my puppet, my hand puppet, to be talking because you're just yapping. Mysteries from the foundation of the world.
I had three cups of coffee.
Oh, you did? You had too much coffee?
Yeah, I really
you're not talking from, you're not inspired by the spirit, you're inspired by the artificial energy from the coffee, demonic energy.
I'm inspired by both, okay? But Deborah is right about the King James Bible. Look up 1 John 5.
Lord have mercy. I got to run, man.
NIV. Hold on.
No, I can't. Hold on. I cannot. Hold on. I got
to
run.
That was all I had to say.
All right. Take care, man.
All right. Later on. Bye. Have a great weekend.
You too. Guys, I got to end. So that means Lin Yen Chin, I'm remiss. I cannot read your super chats. This is Furthermore Friday, and there's a super chat from GMD Jim saying 12/19/60, Kennedy sent alternate slate of electors. Wow, look into it. But this is another dimension from the Christian band Furthermore from the 2000 album Fluorescent Jellyfish. Adios, America. Bye. So good. Hope you enjoy it. Rick in Hampton, Virginia. I cannot get to you, man. He called in kind of late. Quite late. The rest of the callers, super chatters. How about some white boy rap? White man. Well.
To another dimension, not at all an impossible mission. No competition, no war rage. Silly strong minds on my page.
I have an obscure verse, crystal clear. Here's my deluxe surplus, just a clue of the far-fetched stuff I come up with. Thin line, green walls, monkey shine through. Check 1-2, spring into a somersault. I saw autumn run into a halt. I might vault myself, beating the solar systems, leading light years astray. Maybe my fault. Not the season for assault. Way, way back in the attic. 1, 2, 3, I've had it. The dream I mean, two better than sin. Better than supreme, I mean everything. And the kitchen sink and the song. Can't go without love for long.
Come along to another dimension. Not at all an impossible mission. No competition, no war to wage. Silly strong minds unwind with age. Come along to another dimension. Not at all an impossible mission. No competition, no war to wage. Silly strong minds unwind with age.
The Fallen States coming up next.
The thin line between love and hate, I walk the tight rope. Come in close so I can choke the life out of your life, that's someone else. Now you come back and revisit yourself. Now if you believe that sort of thing is like falling in love with the mirror. But what's more clear is life viewed through those in the funhouse. Wave goodbye to waters without war by stirring up the stillness without my. Sitting on a fence is just a standby, cause I don't wanna waste my time till it runs out.
Come along to another dimension. Not at all an impossible mission. No competition,
Christian,
no war wage. Silly strong minds unwind with age. Come along to another dimension.
Don't ask me what it's
not
about.
At all an impossible mission. No competition, no war to wage. Silly strong minds unwind with age. Come along to another dimension. Not at all an impossible mission. No competition.
Church on Sunday, American Anchor, baby, at 4 today. Isn't it kind of a vibe? Hake is already at the beach in my mind, in my imagination, and the devil, Hake is still discovering himself. Shout out, Tar Baby Yoda. Well, thank you, guys. Adios, America. Bye.